Chicago Adventure Theater. I'm Tom Bosley, inviting you on that very special trip through the magic land of radio. A land where anything you can dream of, any place you wish to visit, any adventure you would like to have, can come true. Today, we walk softly in Rudyard Kipling's country, the jungle. We will meet animals as human as you and I, and Mowgli, the boy who spent his childhood growing up with wolves as mother, father, sisters, and brothers. Our adventure story, Tiger Tiger, was written by Rudyard Kipling and adapted especially for the General Mills Radio Adventure Theater by G. Frederick Lewis and stars Don Scardino. I'll be back shortly with Act One. Welcome.
And Frankenberry.
Turn the pages of the Just So stories or the Jungle Books. Turn to any story, any chapter of these marvelous tales for young and old, and you'll never forget the people you meet there. That was the extraordinary talent of Rudyard Kipling, born over 100 years ago. The prizes for literature are not easily given, yet his stories were so valued, he was awarded the Nobel Prize. Who are these special people who live in Kipling's stories? Well, they're animals. Yes, wild jungle animals. Today, we'll ask Mowgli, a real boy who lived his childhood in the Indian jungle, to tell us himself the great adventure called Tiger Tiger.
I was between being a boy and a man. My boyhood had ended when I was cast out of the jungle, and so I left the wolf pack to go back to the village where I was born. At the edge of the town, cattle and buffaloes were grazing. The yellow pariah dogs barked at me as I came to the village gate. They had placed a big thorn bush across it, which I pushed aside. They are afraid here also.
What did you say, young man?
This thorn bush. Men are afraid of the people of the jungle here also.
Huh. You speak with a strange accent.
I'm amazed I can speak your tongue at all. My mother tells me I was a baby left in the jungle to die.
That is indeed amazing.
But more strange than that is that after a dozen years, I can answer you in your own tongue.
Oh, what is the tongue you speak?
That of the wild beasts, the wolves, the panther, the bear, the tiger. They speak my language. I speak theirs.
I might have known. Now I see the marks on your arms and legs, the bites of wolves. Good evening, Messoire. Don't be frightened. Just a strange young man whom I caught trying to come in at the village gate.
Oh, he's a nice-looking young man. What is your name?
Mowgli.
Mind you're careful with him, Messoire. We can't have just anyone wandering into the village. If you have any trouble, I'll be under the big fig tree in the square. remember, boy, no trouble, I'll have you run in for a vagrant.
He's just a big bag of wind.
Who is he?
Buldu, the village hunter. If he killed all the animals he boasts he does, there wouldn't be one left in the jungle.
Buldu, the hunter. I must remember him.
Mowgli. What does that mean?
Well, it means little frog. My mother gave me that name because she says I used to hop around like a frog when I was a baby.
Where's your mother?
We're in the jungle.
In the jungle, really? But isn't she frightened to be there with all those wild animals?
Oh, we wild animals all obey the law of the jungle. We do not fear.
Did you say we wild animals?
Yes, I did.
What is your mother?
My mother is a wolf. The woman of the village was called Messoire. She was most alarmed, yet her curiosity was greater than her fear. For my part, I felt strangely close to her, as if somewhere, sometime our trails had crossed. You were hungry, said the woman to me. I am, I said. And she took me to her home.
This is my husband. Husband, this is Mowgli. He's a stranger, so I brought him home.
So I see. Well, perhaps we can use another field hand or herd boy.
Does he not have the look of our son? Look at him closely, husband, while I fetch some milk and some bread.
But, wife, that was a dozen years ago. Our baby was only 5. I fear greatly he was eaten by a tiger.
But we don't know that.
How could a baby survive out there? It's not possible.
He could have wandered somewhere, been taken in by kind people. Here, drink this, and have as much bread as you like. Look at him. Go ahead. Look the young man deep into the eyes, and tell me, husband, don't those eyes say something to you?
Yes. It's true. But how could it be? He doesn't say anything.
He says his name is Mowgli. He said that his mother is a... Oh, that doesn't matter. He's joking. Of course he doesn't say anything. He's eating. I'm going to call him by our baby's name. Natu. Natu. Are you our baby? Natu.
He's still eating.
Natu. You remember the day when you had your first pair of sandals? Oh, such little sandals they were.
Well, his feet are hard and calloused, my dear Neswa. He has never worn shoes. What did you say his name was?
Mowgli.
Mowgli? Have you ever worn shoes?
Shoe? I don't know what that is.
No, I guess he doesn't.
But you are so like my little Natu had he grown up. Would you like to be my son, Mowgli?
They were both so kind. It did much to make my first sundown and night in a man village not too unhappy. That first night they said, sleep there. That is called a bed. But it had shiny bars and looked like a panther trap, so I said, I will sleep in the fields. And I went to the field and lay down. I haven't been asleep yet. Whoa. It's Gray Brother Wolf.
What are you doing here?
The villagers will see you.
Not if I lie flat beside you, Mowgli.
Are all well in the jungle? What is the news?
Shere Khan, the tiger, has gone far off until his coat grows again. He was badly singed. When he returns, he swears he will drop your bones into the big river.
Little Gray Brother, I, too, have made a promise to return to the Council Rock with his hide.
Ooh, forgive me. I'm very tired tonight.
Seeing and learning new things is extremely tiring.
You won't forget you are a wolf. And my brother?
Never. Never, Little Gray Brother. I will always remember those I love. You, Mother Wolf, Father Wolf, and all my brothers and sisters in our cave. But I also cannot forget I have been cast out of the pack.
Do not be too content. You may also be cast from the man's pack.
Gray Brother, will you bring me news of my jungle always?
I shall wait for you in the bamboos at the edge of the cattle grazing ground. We all miss you, Mowgli. Mother Wolf says she loves you more than all her cubs.
For 3 months, I was busy learning the ways and customs of man. I had to wear a cloth around me, which was very difficult to get used to. And I learned about plowing and the plow bulls who walk up and down, turning up the earth. And then one day, the husband of Meswar said to me,
Mowgli, we're going to put you to work. I've noticed you have a good way with animals. Do you know how to herd cattle?
I can do anything with cattle.
It is our custom to take the village cattle and buffalo out to graze in the early morning.
And bring them back at night, yes?
Yes, Mowgli. Tomorrow morning, I'm putting you in charge of my herds. Remember, the little boys who help you are safe as long as they stay with the herds, because even a tiger will not charge a mob of cattle. Don't you know that? Did you wander away from the cattle herd?
I don't remember. I only remember my jungle parents.
My wife, she believes the son we lost could be you. 12 years ago, I was a woodcutter. My wife and our baby, Natu, came to the jungle. I was cutting wood when that terrible tiger attacked us. I went back with a gun, but our baby was gone.
I know that tiger. He is Shere Khan. He is a bad one and will not obey the law of the jungle.
That is why I say to you, Mowgli, do not let the other little ones in your keep straggle to pick up flowers or hunt lizards. If they do, they could be carried off.
Until this morning, I did not believe I could live with man in the village. Man has many feelings and words unknown to the free people. Greed, hate. But today, I was again one with the animals. I took the buffaloes to the edge of the plain where the big river comes out of the jungle. And there was Gray Brother by the bamboo clump.
Mowgli, I've been waiting here for many days. Where have you been?
Gray Brother, I'm in the service of man now. Is there news of Shere Khan?
There is. He came back to the jungle looking for you. When he was told you had gone to live in the village, he was surprised.
Where is he today?
No one knows. Mowgli, he means to kill you.
Oh, he's been threatening to do that for many a moon.
I fear for you, brother. Shere Khan will return.
Until he does, will you, Gray Brother, sit on that rock up there each morning? Or one of our other wolf brothers? That will mean Shere Khan has not returned.
One of us shall be there every day.
And the day Shere Khan returns, will you wait for me in the ravine by the dock tree in the center of the plain? That way I shall know he is back.
That is well. Preparedness is all. One need not walk into the old tiger's mouth with closed eyes. He has been sharpening his teeth and his claws for you for many years, Mowgli.
True. He has sharp claws and teeth. But my wits are sharper than his.
Day after day, Mowgli would lead the buffaloes out to their wallowing, says Rudyard Kipling. And day after day, he would see Gray Brother a mile and a half away across the plain. So he knew Shere Khan, the tiger, had not come back. At last, the day came when the tiger returned, and Mowgli knew he had to face that danger. I'll be back shortly with Act Two. The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater will return shortly. The days Mowgli had spent lazing in the sun while the buffaloes and cows grazed were over. Suddenly, danger was in the air. The monkey people chattered in the tall trees. Mang the bat circled high. Baloo the brown bear sniffed the air. And Bagheera the black panther bent back his long silk ears and listened.
Tiger, tiger. Shere Khan is here, is he not, Gray Brother?
His singed coat has healed and his claws long and sharp. He's been hiding for a month to throw you off your guard.
Why do you warn me today?
Because Mang the Bat overheard his plan. Do you remember, Mowgli, Shere Khan had made friends with all the young wolves? Today, Mang the Bat heard him telling you the plans to wait for you at the village gate this evening when you return with the cattle.
Where is that treacherous tiger now?
Lying in the dry ravine of Big River.
Has he eaten today, or does he hunt empty?
You ask?
The answer could be the difference of life or death.
Yours?
His.
He killed a pig at dawn, Mang the Bat says, and ate it. And Shere Khan has drunk, too. Do you remember? He could never fast, even for the sake of revenge.
What a fool. What a fool. Eaten and drunk, has he? And he thinks I shall wait until he has slept it off. Gray Brother, where does he lie up?
Why? What are you planning?
The buffaloes. They are more enemy of Shere Khan than I. But they would not charge unless they got wind of him.
You would use the buffaloes?
Can we get behind the old tiger's track so they may smell him?
He swam far enough down Big River to hide his scent.
That's clever, but not clever enough.
What can I do to help, Mowgli?
Well, the ravine of the Big River opens out onto the plain a half mile from here. I can take the herd round through the jungle to the head of the ravine and sweep down on him.
The ravine is too steep for him to climb out, but he could slink out at the foot.
Oh, we must block that end. Gray Brother, do you think you could divide the herd in two for me? The cows and calves from the buffaloes?
Not alone, perhaps, but I have brought along a wise helper. Akela. Akela!
Mowgli, my old friend. You're looking thin.
Akela, the lone wolf. I might have known you would not forget me.
Forget you, Mowgli, who fought for my leadership of the pack against Shere Khan. Now it is my time to stand by you.
Akela, I have a promise to keep.
I remember. To bring the skin of Shere Khan back to the Council Rock.
Friends, we have much to do, and the sun rises higher and higher. Akela, will you and Gray Brother cut the herd in two? Keep the cows and calves together, and the bulls and plow buffaloes by themselves.
I shall enjoy that sport, Mowgli. The big, lazy beasts. There's nothing like snapping at the heels of a fat old cow if you want to see action.
Now, Kayla, this is not for amusement. It is important.
And where in the law of the jungle is it written I cannot enjoy myself?
All right. Enjoy.
Gray Brother and I have separated the cows from the bulls and the buffaloes. Well, I must say it's not as easy as separating the sheep from the goats. Oh, maybe I'm getting old.
Akela, no six men could have divided the herd as neatly as you have.
There you are. They keep wanting to join up again. What are the orders?
First, I shall mount Rama, the head bull. Quiet, Rama. Quiet. Akela, you drive all the bulls to the left. Now, when we are gone, Gray Brother, you hold the cows together and drive them into the foot of the ravine.
How far down the ravine?
Till the sides are higher than Shere Khan can jump. Then keep the cows there, filling the ravine till we come down. The bulls will drive him back, and you will be blocking his escape. Akela, go! My plan was simple enough. Make a big circle uphill and get to the head of the ravine. Then take the bulls down it and catch Shere Khan between the bulls and the cows. After a full meal of meat and drink, the old tiger would be in no condition to fight or climb up the sides of the ravine. When we were in position, I cupped my hands and shouted, Shere Khan! Shere Khan, can you hear me? It is I, Mowgli. Shere Khan, it is time to get your hide to the Council Rock. Now, Akela! Hurry those buffaloes down into the ravine! Hup, Rama! Go! Shere Khan! This is the end for you!
There he lies. The old killer will plague the jungle no more.
He had no fight left in him.
Are you too sorry for him? My friends, brother wolves, look at it this way. There lies Shere Khan, dead, trampled by the mothers and fathers of all the baby calves he has stolen and eaten. Now, no time to lose. I must skin his hide and bring it to the Council Rock.
Mowgli, you are going to skin a 10-foot tiger alone?
That is what I'm doing with this knife in my hand.
Boy! Jungle Boy! Is that you?
Another tyrant, a man tyrant. As bad as Shere Khan. Grey Brother, Akela, go. Disappear. It is Buldu, the village hunter.
We go.
What is this folly? Boy. You think you can skin a tiger?
I am. I can.
I know how.
Indeed. And, how do you know how?
I know how a tiger's skin is fitted on, and I know how it can be taken off.
Where did you find him? The buffaloes must have run him down. Yes, I recognize him. Ah, he is the big old one. And there is 100 rupees on his head. Well. And where's the herd you were supposed to be watching, boy? I may overlook that. Perhaps I will give you 1 of the rupees of the reward when I have taken his skin to the city.
You will not be taking this hide to the city for any reward. I need this skin for my own use.
What talk is that to the chief hunter of the village? It was the stupidity of the buffaloes that killed him. Huh? Put your knife away. Do you hear? Or I will not give you 1 anna of reward. I will reward you with a beating.
Akela! This babbling ape annoys me. Teach him a lesson.
Get away from me, wolf! Get away!
All right, Akela, don't touch him on the ground. Let him be.
All right. I shan't move. I lie here quietly.
Thank you, Akela.
It was nothing. I did not harm him. He fell out of fear.
What you do not understand, Buldu, is that there is an old war between this tiger and myself. A very old war, which I have won.
If I had been 10 years younger, I could have broken the neck of any wolf, but this is sorcery, witchery. A wolf who obeys the orders of a jungle devil boy. I cannot fight. Mowgli, you have powers man does not have. Spare me. Maharaja, great king, I didn't know you were anything but a beggar boy who had lived in the jungle. Herd boy.
True, Buldu. We were never properly introduced.
May I rise from the earth here and go away? Or will this wolf, your servant, tear me to pieces?
Get up, white hunter. Go, and peace be with you. Another time, remember, do not meddle with my game. Let him go, Akela.
I wouldn't dirty my teeth on the old coward.
Now, Akela, we must hide the skin and bring the buffaloes home. Help me herd them. We brought the herd to the village. It was twilight, but I could see men holding flaming red flowers in their hands. Half the village was waiting at the village gate. Was it a welcome and thanks for having killed Shere Khan? In a moment, I knew it was no welcome. A shower of stones whistled about me.
Sorcerer, devil boy! Jungle demon, go away!
Don't let him enter the gate! Shoot him! Shoot him, Buldu!
You shot your own buffalo, Buldu!
It is sorcery! The herd boy turned the bullet around and killed the buffalo!
Jungle boy, go away! We do not want you in the village! Do you hear me? You are the cub of a wolf!
Wolf! Go away! Wolf!
Devil boy, wolf! We want no wolves masquerading as humans! Throw more stones at the wolf boy! Keep him out!
Mowgli, your mouth is bleeding where they hit you.
Did you hear that, Akela? You hear them cry, wolf?
I hear them say, keep him out. They're not unlike the wolf pack, these man-brothers of yours.
Go away, wolf! Go and do not come back!
It has happened again. I had to leave the jungle because I was a man. Here I am turned away because I am a wolf.
We shall go, Akela.
Oh, my son, my son.
Oh, it is dangerous for you here.
I cannot. They say you are a sorcerer and can turn into an animal whenever you wish. I don't believe that.
That's why I'm not here.
I cannot stay where stones are thrown at me and backs are turned.
Oh, don't stay. I don't wish you to stay. Buldu says he will hunt you like an animal. He says you're a demon. I know it's not true. I know, but whatever they say, you have avenged Natu's death.
You must go back, Meswar, my man mother.
I know you're no demon, for I know you are my son.
Meswar, it will be death if you remain here.
I hope I have paid you for your son's life. Goodbye, both of you. Now, Akela, bring the herd through the village gate. Good. Fine work, Akela. There they go, back to their masters. Let us now turn to the ravine. Take up Shere Khan's skin and bring it to the council rock. Goodbye, village. I am going back. I hope the jungle will accept me now.
Mowgli was making good his promise to return to the council rock of the animals and bring there the skin of the tiger they feared, the tiger who had been such an evil influence in the jungle. Since Mowgli had left the jungle, much had changed. Akela warned him the law of the jungle was now little observed and less obeyed. Mowgli believed he could set it right. We shall find out what life in the jungle had become when I return with Act 3.
This.
The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater will return shortly. Word sped ahead of the returning trio, Mowgli and his gray brother, and Akela, the lone wolf. Mang the Bat carried the news. Shere Khan was dead. The villagers had stoned and cast out Mowgli. He was at long last coming back to his home of a dozen years.
Mother! Mother Wolf! It is I, your man cub, Mowgli.
Oh, my son. My own true jungle son, Mowgli.
It is good to be home, Mother Wolf.
What good fortune brings you back to me?
Well, they have cast me out from the man pack.
And what is that you carry about your shoulder?
The hide of Shere Khan. I have come back to keep a promise.
Well done, Mowgli.
At the council rock, I spread out the skin of Shere Khan on the flat rock where Akela used to lie. Akela stretched himself out next to the hide and called to the jungle people.
Look well, old wolves. Look well.
Here they come. Oh, I feel so safe and at home, Akela, sitting here by your side. Will all of the pack gather tonight?
The moon is full. They will gather. Since you left the jungle, Mowgli, and I was deposed, the wolves have been without a leader, hunting and fighting.
Those two wolves, they're limping.
From traps they've fallen into.
And that one?
A wound from a shot.
Oh, those three, so mangy looking.
Bad food.
Oh, I see what happens with no one to lead them.
They can see, too. They are all looking this way at Shere Khan's hide. They recognize it. Stand up, Mowgli. Stand upon the hide of the tiger. Talk to your people.
Look well, O wolves. Have I kept my word?
I am Mother Wolf. Listen to me. Lead us again, Akela. Lead us again, O man cub. We are sick of this lawlessness, and we would be free people once more.
Who am I and where do I belong? The man pack cast me out. I did them no harm, but they were afraid of me. Why? Wolf pack, you cast me out also. The jungle is shut to me, and the village gates are shut. Why? I stand on the hide of Shere Khan, but my heart is heavy. My mouth is cut and wounded with the stones from the village. But my heart is light because I have come back home to the jungle. Why? I am two Mowglis.
Look well, O Mowgli. Understand only that you have avenged your honor by bringing us the hide of Shere Khan.
That is not enough. From today on, I will be neither of the man packs of the village or the packs of the green forest. I will hunt alone in the jungle.
Look where the wolves. Is that your wish?
It was the wish of the pack. They did not want me. I had intended from that day to leave and hunt alone. But it is not so easy to change one's life all in a minute, particularly in the jungle.
They are stupid and short-sighted to refuse you here. Mowgli, you say you will hunt alone in the jungle, but you will not live with us. Is that because in your heart you do wish to return to the village and live as a man?
I never wish to see, hear, or smell man again.
But what if men do not leave you alone, little brother? Akela is suspicious that all is not over.
Where is Akela?
He has gone back over the trail from the village that we came along.
But why has he done that?
I know. How clever he is, our lone wolf. Oh, here he is. Ah, Akela, we were just talking about you.
All is well. I think we're safe for the present.
Safe from who?
Mowgli knows.
How did you mask our trail, Akela?
Carefully walking in my own tracks back to the village, turning aside, lying down to make a mixed trail in case someone should attempt to follow us.
Buldu, the village hunter.
It has occurred to me. But when I had so fouled the trail that I myself hardly knew it again, Mang the Bat came hawking between the trees and hung up above me to talk.
What did he tell you?
Mang said, the village of the man pack where they cast out the man cub calling him a wolf hums like a hornet's nest. The red flower blossoms at the gate of the village, and men are sitting around it, carrying guns.
Men do not carry guns for pleasure, and some of us have scars to prove it.
A man with a gun is following our trail.
But why? You tell me men have cast Mowgli out of the village. What more do they want?
Wait. Look. Down there. Man.
Stalking up the hill. I can smell him. I can hear him.
I shall go meet him.
No, Mowgli, don't. You see that flash of sunlight through the trees? He is carrying a gun.
Buldu, the hunter, is never without his gun. It is his third arm.
But he will do you harm.
I must go, Mother.
Yes, let him. Man goes to man at the last.
Buldu, we have been waiting for you to return.
Tell them in the village I have not found him yet, but I shall.
Is this herd boy dangerous?
Not too dangerous for me. As I told you all, I was the one who killed the tiger. And as I was skinning him, this Mowgli turned himself into a wolf and fought with me. Then he turned himself into a man again. A boy. You know I always speak the truth. He was about to turn himself into a tiger at the gate when I fired my musket at him. Remember?
Oh, yes. Killed one of your own buffaloes.
That's what I mean. This Mowgli bewitched my bullet so that it turned the corner and hit my bull. You tell them in the village I shall return when Mowgli, the devil wolf, is dead.
We did as you instructed us, Buldu, with Messoir and her husband.
Good. Tied them up. Barricaded their house so they cannot get away. Good. They must be made to confess they are witch and wizard.
But we have all known Messoir and her husband for many years. Suppose they are innocent.
How can they be innocent? Whatever they say, I shall see to it they are put to death. After that, we shall dispose of their lands and their buffaloes. Divide them up among all of us. It will be an excellent thing to destroy wizards and witches who welcome devils into their homes.
There was only one thing to do. Rescue those who had befriended me. When I arrived at the village, it was dark. At Messoir's house, I saw four villagers sitting in front of their door leading to the street. I crept around the side and looked in the window. Inside, I saw Messoir, gagged, bound hand and foot, and groaning. Her husband was tied to the panther trap they call a bedstead. Miss Warsh, I did not jump in the window and take the gag from your mouth so that you would cry and alarm the whole village.
Oh, it hurts so, Mowgli.
Don't move so that I can untie you.
Untie my husband? They beat him, too.
Just a moment. There. Oh, that must have hurt, roped like that to the bed.
Oh, thank you, Mowgli, my boy. They've all gone mad in the village.
Oh, I knew he would come. I knew it. Now I know he is my son.
They told us we were being tied to be put to death. But it is not only Buldu. This madness has infected the whole village.
They said it was because we gave you a home.
It was an excuse. Nothing more.
What do you mean?
An excuse. Too many here are jealous that a poor woodcutter in just a few years, 5, 10, could own so much cattle. Jealousy.
What is this jealousy? Wait. Shh. We had better go now through the window as I came in. Buldu will return and the alarm will be given.
All our possessions are in a little bundle. We need to take no more than that.
Where are we going, husband?
First to save our lives, and then I will tell you. Mowgli, will you lead us?
Are you both ready?
Yes.
We are.
Then, one after the other. Follow me. Oh, Mowgli. I cannot walk a step further.
We are here. This is a safe place.
Here? Where are we?
The safest place in the jungle. Now that Shere Khan, the tiger, is dead, no one will find you here. Do you recognize the place?
Recognize? I don't understand.
Father! You do not recognize this place? The clearing? That stump of tree with the axe marks on it? The stones where you made fire?
No, I don't, Mowgli.
12 years ago and some, you came here to chop wood. I was 5 years old. Suddenly, Shere Khan leapt from behind the trees and you both ran away.
Oh, my son. This is the place. I knew it. I felt it when you came that day to the village gate. I knew it was you. And as I had done when you were an infant, I gave you milk to drink.
Now you are free. Where will you go?
To the city. In the morning, before anyone awakens, I shall get one of my horses, bring it here, and Meswar and I will ride it. It is 30 miles to the city. We have some friends there, and there we can begin a life again.
But do you think they'll come after us? Suppose
the free people of the jungle will guard you on your way.
Mowgli, will you come with us? Be our son in our new life in the city.
Husband, look into his eyes. He is Mowgli now. Mowgli of the jungle.
Mother, you were right. But for tonight, I shall remain at your side.
And so, our story has come full circle. A little boy of 5 called Nutu escapes from a tiger in the jungle and lives. A dozen years later, his own mother and father escape from their village and are rescued by their own son. But their paths that crossed will not meet again. Mother and father returning to life of civilization, Mowgli to the jungle. I'll be back with a postscript to this remarkable adventure.
Scarred.
Rudyard Kipling created a world peopled with animals, a world of order and of law. As he tells us, here is the first and last verse of the Law of the Jungle. This is the law of the jungle, as old and as true as the sky. And the wolf that shall keep it may prosper, but the wolf that shall break it must die. Because of his age and his cunning, because of his grip and his paw, and all that the law leaveth open, the word of the head wolf is law. To which I might add this postscript. Kipling showed us all what a great deal we could learn from the animals. Am I right? Our cast included Don Scardino, Marion Seldes, Fred Gwynn, Robert Dryden, and Ian Martin. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. This is Tom Bosley inviting you to return to the General Mills Radio Adventure Theater for another exciting tale you can hear through the magic of radio. The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater is recommended by NEA, the National Education Association.